Mastering sleep. Sleep problems are practically a given with depression. If you're not sleeping, you're basically screwed. With depression, you're either sleeping too much, you're sleeping 12 hours a day, still not feeling fully rested, or you're not sleeping at all. I had insomnia for years and years and years and years, and insomnia was probably the most frustrating thing about depression and life that really just messed me up in as a whole. And I mean, not only is sleep deprivation basically going to guarantee that you will be depressed, but I mean, you're 20% more likely to die. It makes you fatter or more obese. So basically, if you're not sleeping, your life quality is suffering. So what I did on purpose was I put nutrition, supplements, exercise, and meditation all before this week of mastering sleep, because once you've really gotten down the nutrition, once you've gotten down the exercise, your stress reduction with meditation, your sleep should be happening naturally now. With the amino acids especially as added bonus to help you sleep, your sleep should start happening naturally and easily. If you're eating enough protein, if you're eating enough fat, and if you're cutting out those simple carbs, cutting out the sugary foods, you're exercising in the morning, and you're doing some meditation or deep breathing or some sort of relaxation, sleep is going to become a lot more natural because you don't have all this crap, you don't have all these blood sugar spikes and rises and falls, and so all that's not messing you up anymore, so you're able to make the melatonin effectively in your brain, you're able to have the hormones for sleeping right. But if you're still not fully sleeping, there's a few other things you can try. First thing we're going to talk about is additional supplements to help get your sleep cycle back on track. So the thing with supplements is you don't want to have to take them every night. This is mostly just if you can't sleep, you want to take these supplements. None of these are going to be the form of addicting stuff. If it is, I'll tell you. But these are much more natural than taking something like a tranquilizer or a pill like that to make you sleep. So one of the first supplements I want to mention is holy basil. Holy basil is an adaptogen that actually reduces stress levels. Several studies done on holy basil showed that it can actually reduce cortisol. One of the first things I started doing when I got my sleep schedule back on track was I was taking holy basil every day, and I was taking about 2 capsules of holy basil every night. The thing with holy basil is kind of weird because you can't really tell much of a difference. It's not going to knock you out, but holy basil just turns that edge off. If you kind of have all those rapid thoughts or you just can't settle down quite a bit, it takes that edge off, giving you the ability to fall asleep. Next supplements I want to mention, 5-HTP and L-tryptophan. If you haven't already experimented with these, maybe the serotonin wasn't quite the thing you needed in your depression, or you just didn't have a chance to mess with them yet, and you still have sleep problems, these are going to be huge. You got to try at least 5-HTP or L-tryptophan for helping you sleep. Melatonin is produced by the leftover serotonin at night. So if you don't have enough serotonin, you're not going to be able to produce enough melatonin, therefore you won't sleep. So if you're still not sleeping, 5-HTP and L-tryptophan, the precursors to producing serotonin in your brain, natural way to produce serotonin in your brain, if you take this right before you go to bed, it'll help you sleep. And this is actually, L-tryptophan is the key to me being able to reset my sleep schedule. I can sleep without it. A lot of times I just take something like magnesium, but if I can tell I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight, or I know I haven't slept in a while and I need to rejuvenate and get the sleep back, L-tryptophan is amazing. Especially if you've tried something like melatonin and it didn't quite work, a lot of people actually find that melatonin can make them more depressed, and it makes it so their sleep schedule is not quite as good. If that's the case, 5-HTP or L-tryptophan is an excellent choice to try if you haven't tried. It's the first thing I would try, because your brain decides how much melatonin to produce off of these amino acids. With L-tryptophan, the brain can also produce niacin from it, which is a relaxing B vitamin. And in other words, for many people, L-tryptophan or 5-HTP has been found to be a lot more effective than melatonin or other natural supplements. One of my readers on my website actually solved his year-long Xanax addiction by trying L-tryptophan. He read my post about sleep. He got a bottle of L-tryptophan, started taking it at night. I think he was taking 2 capsules per night. Some people have to take a little more. And he doesn't have to take Xanax again at all. Tryptophan does the job much better for him. And now he doesn't have to take this dependence-producing drug such as Xanax. So if you're still having a problem with sleep, you can try Holy Basil to turn that edge off and start reducing the stress, calming you down. Or you can try 5-HTP or L-tryptophan as a natural way to produce the calming effect of melatonin and make you sleep. Only take them at night if you're using them specifically for sleep. You want the lights to be dark so that when you take them, your body knows, hey, I should use these for producing sleep hormones and getting ready for sleep. If Holy Basil, 5-HTP, or tryptophan is still not working, you can try valerian root. The reason why you want to be a little careful with this one, maybe not try it at first, is because valerian root can actually cause dependency if you use it every night. The thing with valerian root is it's really good at knocking you out and helping you fall asleep, but it might not do the trick for keeping you asleep. If you still cannot fall asleep, valerian root is great to use to be able to get over that initial restlessness so that you can fall asleep at night instead of laying awake for 10 hours instead of sleeping. Liquid versions typically more potent than the capsules, and the valerian root is actually really great too if you have a problem waking up in the middle of the night, you're still getting your sleep schedule back on track. If you wake up in the middle of the night, let's say it's 3 a.m., you wake up, you need to fall back asleep, you can go into your kitchen, get a little valerian root, drop a little bit in some water, drink it, go back to bed, and you'll fall back asleep. So valerian root, you want to use that, like, you know, we got to get this sleep schedule back on track. I haven't slept in a while. You use valerian root to get yourself back on track. Use it if you're waking up in the middle of the night, but you don't use it for, you know, weeks and weeks on end. Otherwise, it could cause dependency, and that's going to defeat the whole purpose of mastering sleep. Last but not least, calcium and magnesium. Calcium and magnesium have actually been described as the body's natural tranquilizer. Some people find that calcium has a more sleep-inducing effect. Other people find that magnesium has a more sleep-inducing effect. Especially if you're deficient in one of these, magnesium and calcium are going to help you sleep better than any other mineral or better than any other thing you've ever tried. Magnesium is the one thing I take with me everywhere now, because if I take magnesium at night, my sleep will be deep, restful. I won't wake up until my alarm clock goes off or it's morning, and it feels so natural, and it's not going to mess with you or mess with your head in any way other than just calm you down, help you fall asleep and stay asleep. So with these, with 5-HTP, L-tryptophan, holy basil, calcium, magnesium, and maybe valerian root if you really need it. If you're taking those and you still are following, taking your basic supplements, making sure you're replenishing your amino acids in your brain, restoring your neurotransmitters, exercising, and using some form of stress reduction like meditation, you're going to be falling asleep. You're going to be falling asleep, and finally you're going to be getting that full night's rest. You're going to be alleviating your depression and feeling so much better. What about dependency with these things? The only thing with those that you have to worry about is valerian root. Valerian root can cause dependency, but the things like 5-HTP, tryptophan, calcium, magnesium, you don't have to worry about, especially holy basil as well. Don't have to worry about that either. The thing with 5-HTP and L-tryptophan is it's natural amino acids found in food, and your body uses it to decide how much melatonin and sleep hormones to produce. The thing with those is actually, I don't want you to take these every night. What you want to do is take them and keep taking them, getting your sleep all good and right, and then after a while, try not taking it. After a while, you'll be surprised. Maybe you take it for a few months, and then you stop taking it, and you find that you're still sleeping fine without having to take anything at all. So the good news is, you're not going to get hooked on these things. They're not going to make you dependent on them, so where if you forget your L-tryptophan, you're going to be awake all night and the next day is going to be ruined. It's not like that. The great thing about these natural supplements is there's no dependency or certain issues you have to worry about in that sense. Other mentions is you can try L-theanine. It's the natural ingredient found in green tea. Many people have found L-theanine to reduce their anxiety and produce sleep for them as well. You can try GABA. I haven't actually had any personal success with GABA, but it's been heavily researched as well. You can try chamomile tea. And if you find that you're waking up at night because of something like leg cramps, your legs keep cramping up so you can't sleep through the night, you can take potassium, as potassium reduces leg cramps. So with all the other basics in the course, you're still not sleeping right. Holy basil, 5-HTP, L-tryptophan, valerian root, L-theanine, chamomile tea, all these are natural ways to produce sleep and get you sleeping right so that you don't have to worry about insomnia, be all scared that you're not going to sleep, lay there all night in your bed stressed out that the next day is going to suck. So this, taking those supplements, you're going to be getting your sleep back on track, and it's going to feel so much better to finally sleep and wake up feeling refreshed.